It is the Friday show. It's Jim Johnson, sucker for punishment from the Arsenal perspective. One more week. Although they've got a Champions League quarterfinals to look forward to, and we'll get into that in a minute or two. I've got James Sutton and I've got Scott Beckett to work through what's a slightly Scott, non-plussed sort of style set of fixtures. Southampton versus Wolverhampton Wanderers, massive game for Wolverhampton Wanderers. I've got Rich Hobbs coming up to chat about that. City versus Brighton in the Champions League context, significant. I can't get excited about Ipswich versus Nottingham Forest. And I have tried, James. I tried today. Earlier today, I had a good go. I couldn't find a way to do it. Arsenal-Chelsea obviously feels as though it's significant. It's arguably now more significant for Chelsea than it is for Arsenal at this stage, although it is a London derby, so it will be a game with a bit riding on it. But it is probably the first weekend of what's been a pretty intense season where you are maybe able to say the Premier League sort of beginning to sort itself out and shake itself down.
Yeah, I think so. But I think from 3rd to 10th, it's still all to play for, especially the Europa League places. Even Fulham are in 12th, but I think they're 4 points off 10th.
No, the 10th, but they're only four. They're only four. Fulham are 10th, but they're only 5 points off 5th. So yeah. Fulham have still got something in there. They've got Tottenham this weekend and they'll be thinking, well, what can we get?
Exactly. And I think the top from 3rd to 10th has been open all season. It's been all to play for all season. I remember talking about it, like, I think it was in November or something. And there's no half 12 game, but you look at Man City Brighton, that'd be a good game to watch. And
yeah,
you know, obviously Wolves have got a big game. You'd expect them to win, and Nottingham Forest have stayed up there, so that's a big game for them. But I know what you mean in terms of, you know, other than that. But I think 3rd to 10th, that's what everyone would be thinking about.
It's there, James, isn't it, at the minute, that 3rd to 10th question. I'm quite with Brighton, Manchester City, or more accurately, Manchester City entertaining Brighton, it being that way round, and that's why I think it is a highly significant game in a way, is that Brighton have been sort of putting the points on the board. They've been getting somewhere over an extended period. If they were to win, they go above City. They go two ahead of City. They've lost fewer games than City over the course of the season. Said before about Bournemouth with Brentford. If Bournemouth win, they then go level on points with City, depending on what's happened in that one earlier on. With no Villa playing, with no Newcastle playing, obviously no Liverpool playing in there as well. And I think that Newcastle have got themselves another sort of good side that they'd be up against. I think you end up in this situation where it doesn't feel like there's going to be a lot of change. Everyone, to me, this is a little bit like everyone's just getting positioned for the start of maybe even the horses at the National, in that sort of way of the little jogging around. Maybe that's what I mean when I'm thinking about this weekend lacking a certain thing. Though if you're Brighton and Hove Albion, it's one of the biggest days of the club's history in the last 10 years.
It's the most exciting fixture this weekend for me. I think it's the one that I'm looking forward to the most, apart from Liverpool, of course.